Well, good evening, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SCARS, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This NAT is conducted under the guidelines of the SCARS organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SCARS server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8, Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short-time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they've checked in. Information regarding our operation may be found at www.scarsvoip.com. I am, I guess, one of your net controls for this session, and my call is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathleen. My location is Port St. Lucie, Florida. Not sure of the temperature, but it's not bad for me, but there's others that it's cooler for. We do have several other people talking this evening, and so we have several net controls. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled at this time. If so, come aboard. All right, hearing no emergency traffic, and I always say that's a great thing. How about anyone celebrating a birthday? Maybe today, maybe this week, maybe last week, that'd like to come aboard and say, so we could say happy, happy.
Guys and gals, she just said in the background, that's Kathy. She says, you better say something, I'm going to get you. Hi, Kathy, 6 Victor, over.
Well, happy, happy, my dear. Hopefully your day was good and didn't mean to put you on the spot. I was actually going to do it a little later, but I'm glad that you came aboard. So I hope that you had a good day because you are the one that started this special program tonight, and you are the one that started VOIP. So it's just fitting. So anyone else out there have any birthdays? All right. I guess we just have one birthday this evening. So for the rest of you, that means you're not getting any older. So this is the TIN Open Forum. It's a monthly Thursday informational net open forum, and we call it TIN for short. This net is conducted to provide information pursuant to amateur-related subjects and or other areas of general interest to those participating. All are encouraged to participate and ask questions of our guest speaker or speakers. Now, I want to advise you, if you've talked tonight, you're going to definitely be part of that recording because we always record or TIN, and they'll be posted in not too long, maybe a couple days, on our website. So all stations participating will be part of that recording. So once again, I want to welcome you to our TIN this evening, where we're celebrating the 13th year of South Cars. And for many of us, that has been our life. So I'm hoping this is a great program. Hopefully you'll enjoy, and hopefully you like listening to everyone. So with that, I'm going to throw it over to you, KY6C, so you can begin the program, and happy, happy birthday once again.
Okay. Thanks, pretty lady. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the SCARS VOIP 13th birthday celebration for January 2021 as we start into this new year. Allow me to start this evening with some background information on how, why, and when SCARS started this net operation and organization. And basically, it all started in mid-October of 2007 when two close friends and I sat down to discuss the state of our South Coast Amateur Radio Service, which was running on 40 meters and still is at 7.251 kilohertz. We were concerned at that time that our HF operation was losing its effectiveness and control by not being able to handle the number of new members and check-ins in a timely fashion. We were just getting bombarded with new people coming in, and there's only so many people you can sandwich in an hour type thing, and that was our concern. So, the proposal was created and submitted to talking about establishing a new division of Southcars, submitted to the then administration management. And this was reviewed on their end, and on October 28, 2007, we received full permission to proceed with a new division. Let me buy a nickel at this point. At this point, it was then obviously rah-rah rumble seats, roll up your shirt sleeves, and in an attitude of let's get it done and do it right type thing. So the month of November was spent creating a new website for the cause. The month of December was developed into a major publicity effort advertising the new organization and promoting the first schedule to be started at 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, January the 5th. 2008. So the project of advertising was both large and motivated, and a personal email was sent to every station that was registered as an Echolink user from the Mississippi River to the eastern coastline and as far north as Canada and as far south as Key West. Boy, that was a sizable undertaking. I'm going to buy one more nickel here. This advertising campaign also offered advanced free membership prior to the first net, and many hams took advantage of that offer. One of my favorite stories about this mass mailing exercise was an email I received back from one of the recipients in Michigan. His name was Sam, call sign K8SN, and the message was a one-liner that simply said, if you want to do this right, call me. That was it. And he gave me his telephone number. Excuse me. So at any rate, I called him. Great conversation. We walked away with that with a brand spanking new conference server to use for our organization up there in the Michigan complex, Great Lake complex, if you will. State of the art, high throughput level, just, you know, you couldn't imagine or ask for anything finer. So, there are many stories to be told on how we have grown, the people involved that have contributed their time, talent, and effort, and made the organization what it is today. Some of these stories will probably be told tonight as our board of directors add into the program tonight their thoughts and contributions to the celebration this evening. So without further ado, let me move the program on. Let me say that there, the 12 years we have just ended have been a hoot, lots of fun, rewarding, and I think we all did it, would do it again if it was necessary to do so. So at this point, let's hear from our net manager, Kathy, K6SUN, if you would be so so pleased to address this, and then would you open it up for any questions? Over.
All right, I'd be very happy to. And thank you for that introduction. And I've heard it many times, everyone. And it's just interesting every time we hear it. But I want to say good evening once again to everyone. And, you know, I am so excited to be here tonight on this special occasion. Stars has been a very important part of my life over the last 13 years, having first joined shortly after the organization first started in 2008. I started about June 2008 as a brand new technician, not knowing a volt from an amp. I was somewhat a very shy person, but it did not take long to overcome this with the friendliness of the SCARS community. I slowly worked my way up through various administration positions until finally obtaining the position of net manager, which I started with in, I believe it was February of 2012, and I still hold it today. Well, that's been quite a while that you guys have been listening to me. My warmth and feelings towards South Car are due to its friendly environment, its professional approach to its operation, and its ability to maintain the posture of this being a family organization and not allowing controversial subjects to be part of our daily operation in any way. Let me buy a nickel for a moment. It should also be mentioned here that the success of South Cars has been due to the contribution and dedication of many hams in support of this organization's desire to grow and expand within our ham community, and that includes each and every one of you. With this said, we have one of the most gifted board of directors that I believe can be assembled. They are professional in their thinking, dedicated in posture, and dynamic in their way of getting things done. Our board staff consists of 7 active participants, all of which will be part of this program tonight. So, again, without further ado, let me allow to move on the program by introducing the first of our board of directors and a very dear friend of mine. So, but before I do that, let me throw it out there. See if anyone wants to just come aboard, say hi to us, so we can check some stations in. We have 25 stations connected, so let's hear from you. Anyone anywhere want to come aboard?
Echo Whiskey Golf.
Kilo 2 Hotel Alpha.
N4 EPC.
Kilo 3 Alpha Hotel.
Kilo Alpha 9, Whiskey Delta X-ray.
All right, I think I will stop right there. We have quite a few that have come aboard. And I want to check in this evening. We have EWG, which is David, a very valuable part of our organization. We have K2HA, also very valuable. UPC, also one of our net controls. And I didn't hear any packet loss, Scott, so I'm not sure who it was or when it was. And we have Alpha Hotel, and we have WDX, which I believe is Bernie. So with that, let me start with you, David, KB9EWG from Wisconsin, and maybe share some things with us, and maybe what South Cars means to you. Over to you.
Well, good evening to you there, Miss Sunshine, and everybody else on South Cars. KB9EWG, Echo 2289, here in West Salem, Wisconsin. And I just want to say happy birthday to South Cars, and I am extremely proud to be one of the net control stations of this esteemed organization, and very proud to be part of it. My good friend Tom, who is now a Silent Key, is the one that had introduced me to South Cars. I'm sure you all remember Tom very well. His call sign slipped my mind at the moment here, but he was the one that introduced me to South Cars. And I've been very proud to be part of it since then. So, happy birthday to South Cars, and looking forward to many more. K6SUN from KB9EWG.
Well, David, thank you so much, and thanks for being such a great part of South Cars and being there to do all of our recordings as well. I'm so happy to hear about your testing is going so well. So thank you, David, and thanks for coming aboard. With that, I'm going to pick up 8K2HA, another person who is very valuable to South Coast. And we appreciate all you do, Fred. And thanks for being here tonight for this special occasion. So K2HA, come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. This is Fred, K2HA. And just wanted to get in here and say happy birthday to Scars. This very enjoyable organization. But I also want to say happy birthday to Gordon. And want to say a big thank you to Gordon and to Kathy and to all the members of the board for all the work that they put in, much of it behind the scenes. And so I just wanted to get that out there. Great organization. This is Fred, K2HA.
Well, thank you, Fred, for all you do for South Terrace and for always being there on the Saturday and Sunday with your nice comments and your, I guess, virtual living room and virtual food. It's always interesting to hear the new kind of appetizers you're going to have for everyone. And thanks for being here tonight and sharing your comments with everyone about South Coast. You and your family have a wonderful evening, and hopefully you can stay connected and listen to the rest of the program. We have quite a few of our board members coming aboard to talk. With that, I'm going to pick up N4 UPC, Scott. Scott, what do you have to share about South Coast with the rest of us?
Well, Ms. Kathleen, number one, hope you guys are having a good evening. Hope everybody on this is having a good evening. Like you, I started back in 2008. I think it was like October 2008. So just a few months after yourself, also as a technician. Probably the first net I ever checked into. It's kind of daunting seeing all those call signs out there and my little voice going, well, I can't say my old call sign, but you know what I mean. At any rate, won't hold it long. Just wanted to say congratulations to South Cars. A big hat tip to both yourself and Gordon for keeping all us cats herded in the right direction. We appreciate it. So we'll give you a big meow and turn it back to you. N4 UPC, back to net control.
Well, thank you, Scott. And I remember you long ago. I believe your call sign was, I don't know, the beginning, but it was QAF, I believe, at the end. You actually were with us, I think, at Net Control, then you took some time off, and you came back. I don't know if it's been 2 years now, and we appreciate you coming back and helping out. Whenever you're asked to help out, you're always there. So we really appreciate that, and we really appreciate you being here tonight just to celebrate with us. Because this is, every year it just gets more interesting in what we're going through. And thinking of it, I cannot believe it's been 13 years. And I guess it's been 9 for me as the net manager. Doesn't seem that long. All right. Hopefully you can stay connected to and listen to the rest of the program. So the next one I have on my list, I'm not familiar with the call sign. I didn't pick up the beginning, but it ended in Alpha Hotel. So if you're still there, and I don't know if you were coming, where you were coming through, but come back aboard, give me your call sign and maybe your name, and share anything with us that you'd like to talk about South Coast.
Good evening, Net Control. Call is Victoria, America 3, America Hotel. Name is Alan, Alpha Lima, Alpha November. And my QTH is just south of Windsor, Ontario, located across from the city of Detroit, Michigan. I think this is my first or second check-in on your net. So we'll say happy birthday to your net. Other than that, I have no other traffic. It's cold up here. Hasn't snowed much, but it is definitely cold. Back to net control, Victor Alpha 3 Alpha Hotel.
All right, Alan. I'm not sure if you're a member of South Coast, but if you're not, we'd sure like to invite you to check out that website. and join us. We have a lot of fun on our net. And like we always say, there's no charge. So I'm not sure if you are a member, but maybe you can check that out. Windsor, Ontario. I am from Michigan, so I know the area well. And I have lived in Florida since 2006, but my son and his family still live up way up in Kalkaska, Michigan. And I visit there quite often. So I know it's pretty cold. It's been pretty cold. So stay warm, and thanks for being here tonight. And like I said, if you're not a member, and it is free, check out that website and check on the link to join us. We'd sure love to have you. So with that, I'm going to break with you, Alan, and I'm going to pick up Bernie, WDX. And Bernie, it's been a long time since I've talked to you. I have heard you on the air. So tell us your thoughts about South Coast.
Okay, Kathy, K6SUN, K9WDX, happy birthday to South Cars, I guess the EchoLink version. Anyway, I became a ham the first time back in September of 86, and that's where the K9WDX came from. It was issued to me as a novice class license, and I was originally going to upgrade my license every time, upgrade my call sign every time I upgrade my license class, but then I thought, K9WDX, I'm in Wisconsin, WDX, so I like the DX, but then I think I'm going to keep that call sign. So I kept it, and got up to advanced class, and I used to try to check into South Cars, I think 7251, whatever. I don't know if it was in the early 90s or exactly when it was. But the net control always had a difficult time hearing me. It always seemed like the net control was, you know, way down south of Clarkson. And I had a difficult time hearing the net control, so I kind of gave up on trying to check in south cars on HF. So I ended up going to mid cars. You know, I was up the band a little ways, 7258 or wherever. I used to, you know, do mid cars sometimes, but not too much on south cars. But then in 2000, I decided to give up ham radio. Got out of it for a while. 12.5 years later, got back into it, 2013. And then I started looking around, and I just looked at the conferences and seen, here's a 25 stations connected. There must be something going on here. There's usually like 0 or 5 or whatever, or lower number anyway. And all of a sudden, there'd be a bunch there. Something's going on. I don't remember what the first net was that I checked in on, but I got interested in that because... you know, after being off for 12 and a half years, all of a sudden, EchoLink, IRLP, and DSTAR, just all sorts of modes that weren't there when I got out of ham radio anyway. And so I decided to explore and got back into it. And then, of course, when they dropped the fee for the vanity call sign, then I went back and I applied for my original call sign and issued to me as a novice in 1986. So that's why I'm K9WDX, and I went back to my novice call sign. So back to you there, Kathleen, or Kathy, and 7-3, have a good evening. K6SUN, I was going to say, I lived down in Florida from 81 to 83. It's been almost 40 years since I went down there. A few months from now, it'll be 40 years since I went down there to live for a couple of years, but came back up here. K6SUN, K9WDX.
All right, thank you, Bernie, for coming aboard and sharing your thoughts about South Cars. And actually in 2008 when I joined, I'm not sure, my number was either in the hundreds or the 200s, and we're way up to close to 3,000. I think it's 27 something. I haven't really looked. So that's how we've grown. We've really, really grown. So with that, I want to thank everyone who I've talked to this evening for joining the program. And anybody who is new listening, please check out our website because we'd love to have you. We have a lot of fun on the net, so check it out. So with that, I'm going to call on my good friend, longtime friend who I haven't seen in a while, and have him share his thoughts about South Cars. KW4LCV, hopefully you're there. Come aboard.
Chuck's a mighty, and Kathy, I wouldn't miss this for the world. Yeah. What can I say? Let me give you a big hug and a Gordon a hug and everyone out there listening in there, especially you ladies there in the background, Miss Charlotte and Mercy. Let me try to put out a few things that I kind of know about there. And my ATF number on South Car's ATF side of things is a 6120. And having joined sometime in 2005, 2006, and you know, it all started coming together around October 2007 with two close friends. Great day, you know, we're trying to get this place going there. Well, Gordon kind of mentioned earlier Bill, I think he was tied up with FEMA and during the different disasters, the hurricanes that was blowing through Florida and Louisiana and Alabama, and old Bill was a giving type of person, and ever since I've met Gordon, you know, he's always a giving type of person, and you know, those type of people I like to be around, you know, kind and considerate and wanting to help one another, you know, and things started to roll on, and great day in the morning, you know, it's so hard for me on this computer to you know, keep everything going, and but just wanted to kind of mention, you know, I basically met Gordon. I think I was doing some antenna work or either taking a tower down for someone, you know, and let me pause for the calls here, because I don't know how Bernie does it, but I get caught at it. We're doing some tower work or antenna work, and I happened to meet Gordon, and we sat down and, well, stood up or however it came to be, just started chatting around, you know, and he impressed me as being, you know, the kind of person I cared about. That's the way I grew up, as to be, to reach out there and help your fellow man when he's down or even when he's up, just to be there in the time of need. So I wound up with a repeater and started to rebroadcast Echo Link on it, and ties got closer and closer, and who knows, South Cars is it today, but let me do say to each and every one of you, you know, the VRIP and all the directors and control operators, they care. If they didn't care, they wouldn't be with Scars there. And, you know, if we can help, we'll help, you know, email us, you know, there's a problem, you know, we're more than willing to turn you on to the knowledge that we have about the subject, and just ask that you turn it on to someone else that's in need. And I think that's the biggest thing that has kept Scars going, is you have caring people, and I think that's what this world needs right now is caring people. I floated my lips long enough. I didn't say half of what this script says, but I get lost in the shuffle sometimes. So with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, or I believe Mr. Roger is next up on the agenda there. So with that, Net Control, back to you.
All right, thank you so much, George, and we can all tell it came from your heart, and South Coast has been a major part of your life as well as most of ours, and I've known you for, I don't know, 13 years, I guess, so I know it's come from your heart. So, yes, the next person on our list to talk this evening is another board member, as well as a Net Control, and a very valuable member. So we're going to let him share his thoughts, and that is W4RFJ and his wife, Ms. Charlotte. They've been a very important part of Gordon in my life, as well as South Coast. So, Roger, talk to us.
Well, Lord have mercy. I got King George over there, got tears in my eyes, and no, I'm kidding. it's been a fantastic journey. Thank you, Miss Sunshine. Firstly, let me thank all that are in attendance here tonight. I also want to thank the SCARS leadership for making it possible for Char and I to be able to participate within this fine organization over the last 13 years. I've been a member of HF SCARS for too many years to actually remember. I've checked into the net on 7251 so often I cannot recall the first time I ever did, let alone the number of check-ins or even the dates. But I can say with a reasonably high level of confidence that I've been involved with SCARS VOIP from the beginning. Sorry about that. It was basically the group's openness and friendliness and desire to grow their technology that sold me on my participation. The constant warm welcome and techno babble sealed the deal for me. I've had the honor of filling several positions. I've been an NCS, I've been a program developer, program narrator. I've run as NCS all the sessions scheduled by SCARS at one time or another. Somewhat recently, my schedule is quieted down to include only the AM connection and the SSIN sessions. Let me grab a nickel. Let's see, I've been accused of being a mentor, which I have no problem with, let me add. I've been also accused of blowing up speakers during the wake-up call. I've been admired for turning storms away and also waking up Starfleet Command during the same operation. And along the way, I've had some awesome backups for the aforementioned wake-up call. Jim, KV4QX, it was a joy to hear him do the wake-up call. And, of course, our good friend and he's getting up there in the world, mini chief for Declan, 2W0KYH, which is actually a recent upgrade. Dadgummit, I lost my place. In 2010, I took a hiatus from SCARS VOIP to pursue my bachelor's degree in IT. And after graduating in 2013, I was able to return to my duties within SCARS. And it felt like I never left. It is a feeling of family that this organization has fostered and maintains through the daily contact and communications we share over amateur radio. Some of the neat stuff we are seeing now and into the future is but a small part of what nurtures my commitment to SCARS VOIP. Let me grab another nickel. I'd like to close with a comment about my Elmer, William T. Daly, otherwise known as Bill. Boy, I like ladies. WB4WPF taught me that the biggest challenge of an amateur radio operator is his or her ability to share, lead, and challenge our future hams. And all I can say is Scars VOIP makes that challenge easy. Let's see, I think I'm supposed to take a round of check-ins before we pass it on to the next board member. This is W4RFJ. Has anybody got any comments, changes, and or deletions or comments? Please call W4RFJ, suffix only, please.
Delta Yankee, Delta Yankee.
Okay, I got Delta Yankee, and I think Rick keyed up, but I don't know if he's trying to check in. So, Delta Yankee, Delta Yankee, go ahead, come on aboard. Shipmate, good to hear your voice. And happy birthday to Scars VOIP. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, good afternoon. Actually, good morning yet. Still 11:39 a.m. Friday morning here. 30 degrees Celsius, 86 Fahrenheit, and going to get warmer. This is VK2DY, Robert, in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, but all part of the urban sprawl that is Sydney. Thank you for all these years of Scars. I discovered Scars late, I think only about 4 or 5 years ago. I kept seeing this group called Scars. And what's that about? What is that about? It's kind of a funny name. What is that about? And finally decided to come over and take a look and see what was going on. And I got greeted by Gordon, and I'm staying. I said, this is really a neat little group to hang out on. So I really appreciate it, and I'm just sorry that I didn't discover Scars earlier. But at any rate, happy birthday, a wonderful organization, and proud to be a part of it. VK2BY, back to net.
Okay. Well, let me pass it over to our good friend, November Oscar 7 Oscar, the Sheriff of Nottingham, the Keeper of the Squirrels. George, it's your turn. This is W4RFJ with the South Cars Saturday TIN, celebrating the birthday of South Cars VOIP.
Well, I agree in saying happy birthday to Scars. And before I begin, let me ask if Rick K of 5UCO, was that just a hip, or were you trying to check in, Rick? Please call in 070.
Yes, this is Kilo Foxtrot 5, Uniform Charlie Oscar. And I've just drank too much coffee, and I double-clicked. Well, I made a mistake, but yes, I was trying to check in. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rick, for being here, and everyone for being here. Very good. All right, well, happy birthday, South Cars. Happy birthday, Gordon. And Chief, I sure am glad that you mentioned the squirrels, because while it's not in the script, I have some news about that as well. First, I must make the observation that I am extremely puzzled with how Gordon can be younger than South Cars and yet still have been a part of South Cars' founding. I haven't yet figured that out. Let me read that. And I'm going to be taking a little bit of a longer pause in between transmissions to let all of the circuits reset. Now, of course, part of the tradition of birthday celebrations has been, she's well-loved forest animals and squirrels and all the animals in the Nottingham Forest of Maryland here. Now, because of the cold temperatures here, making it impossible to open a window to allow them to sing with safe distancing, all the animals have assembled in the parking lot. And they are out there singing happy birthday to South Cars. I hope that wasn't musical enough to get myself in trouble. And so South Cars, and they're now singing happy birthday to Gordon as well. So the Nottingham Forest Animal and Squirrel Choir Chief W4FJ's invitation have now serenaded South Cars' and Gordon with happy birthday from the choir risers, especially set up in the parking lot outside with plenty of ventilation so that they could sing and wish everyone, all of them, a happy birthday. Resetting? All right, so with that, I'll move on to some prepared remarks. First of all, I'm grateful to be here as one of the members of the South Cars family and participants who, like we've already heard, kind of came across South Cars and had a very good time. Scars VOIP has filled a vacancy that was missing in my operations. In a word, what I was missing in my ham radio operations was a feeling of genuine friendship. I mean friendship experienced at a deeper level than most of my radio operation experience had been up to that time. Now, the reason why I was feeling that lack is that I come from the Southwest and the Southeast during a time some decades ago when friendship meant conversation in the formal living room or the kitchen or over the telephone with new and old friends. The person on the other side of the conversation, who they were, what they were like, what their lives were going through, you know, the four-dimensional side of them was the focus of those conversations, and I was kind of missing that in my life and also missing that on a lot of ham radio contacts. Now, if any of you have ever been in a southern kitchen in the middle of conversation, you will know that any of that conversational update on the friend's personality or life experience was missing. If any part of the conversation was missing, it was an incomplete conversation. And that conversation was expected to be followed up on at the next opportunity for said conversation. If no follow-up to the conversation occurred, the lack of hospitality was felt. Another unwritten rule of Southern hospitality. So the next time to meet and talk was always an eagerly anticipated experience. Now, while I enjoyed contests, including field day, CW contests, phone contests, tropospheric propagation short contacts, BX, Chief has got my mind over on the swabbing the decks there, and marine contacts, over time, the repetitive nature of the short contacts left something to be desired for me. That was the in-person touch of conversation and lasting relationships. I felt I was missing those in my radio community. Now, for me, another barrier at the time to having some joy of radio operations was also the need for a working and effective antenna until the presence of something like packet radio, radio bulletin board, BBS conversations, and Echolink. Because I have lived in some very unique locations where home ownership was impossible and my dwellings tended to be under around 200 square feet total, maybe 900 square feet total living space in some of the mansions I live in, with no land rights to use for antennas. In other words, park ranger cabins don't allow much room for antennas or equipment. There had been little to no opportunity to put up an effective and working antenna farm. So what happened was that SCARS VOIP, from the first QSO I had on its conference server here, was a welcoming and surprising experience with an invitation on the first contact to join the organization. But I had to give them my birth date. Now, I wasn't so sure about that because my paid profession taught me to be careful about that. So I put joining SCARS off, but found myself the next week feeling like I was anticipating a friend's visit for a conversation. But no one came to mind at the time about being on my appointment calendar. So who was this friend I was missing? And then I remembered the previous week's SCARS VIP morning net and evening rag shoe. That was the moment I realized I was anticipating hearing the voices and slightly longer contacts and conversations of the people I had heard and met on the previous week's mess. So, it was with a delightful anticipation that I again joined the nets where people talked with each other, obviously knew each other, and had a great time with each other for longer times and greater depth of shared experience. So I came back, started up Echolink, and there they were, the same kind people that were so easy to relate to and to feel like I had been friends with for a long time. And the feeling after only 1 week was that I had known these people for a lot longer than 1 week, especially after I had been Miss Sunshine Kathy K6SUN supper the week before on my very first contact on South Cars. Yes, Kathy's Kitchen is a source place of culinary miracles. But on that second week, there it was again, a request for my birthday. I had never felt so conflicted until I realized that friends knew each other's birthdays. So in the following and third week, I joined South Cars, and South Cars soon had an immediate need for an NCS to fill in for an ailing loyal member in a few days. I had the schedule free, had the decades of AM operation and emergency network and equipment software maintenance and commercial broadcasting and TV and radio operations to help me feel comfortable that I could effectively fill in for the ailing NCS after a short training session with one of the South Cars always helpful Elmers before that net. And then after that NCS fill-in came the opportunity to learn more about my newly found Stars VIP fellow members. That opportunity to learn more about my newly found fellow members was an opportunity to write a TIN script on ionospheric heating, one of Gordon's favorite subjects, which I was surprised to learn, and on Cold War radar. And then followed that was a full-time NCS slot rotation with South Cars, the opportunity to substitute for Fred K2HA as Ragsheet moderator on the evening nets when he needed a well-deserved break. He's so loyal in there so many times. And also, thanks to Chief W4FJ, Raspberry Pi hands-on breadboarding with a new programming language knowledge in Python, Python programming language to create an audio box for the disabled after an Elmer visit, a mentor visit from SCAR's VIP old-timer W4RFJ. And you will see the Elmer link on the SCAR's webpage with thoughts about that Elmering. So, fellow members of South Cars, I then found out I had now become an active operator again. Hearing the voices of my fellow South Cars VOIP members, and even learning the Russian language from another NCS, Silent Kislov, UA3, QGN, Liana 3, Shukatalina Nikolai. Then South Cars VOIP gave me the most unexpected and arguably the one of the best experiences of my life. I was offered the chance to serve on the South Cars VIP Board of Directors and the opportunity to use my decades of business experience and training for my Master's in Business Administration from a long time ago. Now, how they wanted me to use it was and continues to be a way for me to give back to both my South Cars community and to my local community. And fellow South Cars members, I am so grateful to have been offered the chance to serve on the South Cars VIP board and to continue to do so and to learn from Gordon and Kathy about how to be a more easygoing business person compared to the hard-nosed business person that I used to be. And that experience of how to mellow out while still being an effective member is a valuable lesson in friendship and in life that South Cars, I believe, gives all of us as members of the organization. It was a lesson that came from South Cars VIP, its leadership, and most of all, each of you as members of this organization, focused on long-standing friendships and how to get along in such a big family. And it must be said that it takes special people like Gordon and Kathy to keep the Scars VIP family going and growing. Is it any wonder that Gordon and Scars VIP share the same birthday month? Now, I must make one last birthday note about the loyal South Cars VIP founding family for the benefit of all of you that have come tonight to join us on the celebration of Scar's birthday tonight and Gordon's birthday. Gordon, a few years ago, Gordon's acquaintances all made the same comment to me for his birthday TIN roast a few years ago in January of 2017 during a milestone birthday for both South Cars and for Gordon, when I had the privilege of asking for those other members or acquaintances' help to celebrate Gordon's and South Cars' birthday. All of those founding members said at first that they would like to participate, but that Gordon was too nice to roast. I couldn't get anybody to sign up. Let me reset. Now, it took quite a bit of reassurance to those acquaintances of Gordon that Gordon would come out of that birthday roast only roasted rare and not well done. I learned a lot from his fellow founding South Cars VIP members about who they all were, the history of South Cars, and how all of that history and the pivotal people brought about this marvelous organization into being that continues to serve so many licensed operators so well and for so long. Gordon's friends are loyal to Gordon and Kathy and to South Cars. And, of course, to Kathy as well as our current net manager, and also to the board of directors, but most of all, they are loyal to all of you as South Cars net participants, because without each of you that come and check in and enjoy and participate in the fellowship, then there wouldn't be much point of South Cars being here, but each of you make the organization, and we say thank you. So, happy birthday, South Cars VIP, and happy birthday, Gordon, even if you are younger than South Cars, because of all of the not getting younger check-ins each week on the connection. Happy birthday from all of us in South Cars, and for me, as one of your people, you have so kindly elbowed over these years. And many thanks to you, Kathy, for keeping us together and keeping Gordon well-fed with impressive sub sandwiches and delightfully healthy kitchen creations out of the South Cars VIP kitchen. Resetting. So with that, I will then turn the floor over to KG5ZI, who is next on the list of the roster. Thank you for listening so long with this. But this is such a special occasion, as all of our South Cars birthday celebrations are. And I thank each and every one of you who have come by to participate in the party tonight. Thank you for being the party, the birthday party tonight. KG5ZI on the South Cars TIN birthday celebration. It is, floor is yours, sir. Thank you. NO70.
All right, George and South Car members, I'm going to read Tom's comments because he couldn't be available tonight. So hopefully that's okay. It's a female's voice. It's not a male's voice. But he wanted to say good evening to everyone. And his call sign once again is KG5ZI. I'm somewhat a newbie to the operation, and yet a somewhat old-timer on the roster. I first joined Scars VOIP on June 9th, 2012, then was issued a number of E-2007. Due to work and other obligations, my participation was almost non-existent until within the past few months, but now I am full-time active. I became a board member on October 29, 2020, assumed the position of data manager, and became very active as an NCS and program narrator for the organization. My pursuits in amateur radio have always been of the technical side of things, and to this end I have spent many hours pursuing the digital world and continuing to do so. Let me pause a moment. To hail yet more this evening in the accomplishments of South Cars and Scars VORP, let me simply say again, it is full of friendliness, family-oriented, well-administered, and in full keeping in the promotion of our culture, moral standards, and hobby. Before we close tonight's program, the administration has asked me to make some remarks on their behalf. First, they want to make sure that you understand that this organization is built around our membership. Your needs, wants, and visions of the future are important to us. We pride ourselves in having a fast response time and one that considers all suggestions from our members. We are continually looking out for your thoughts, better programs, website information suggestions, and or looking into more deeply in some of the rules and regulations used by us. Our contact email, which is open 24/7, is actually voip@scarsvoip.com. Now, before we close tonight, do we have any additional comments or check-ins? So I ask you to please call with your suffix only, if possible. And at this point, let's see if anyone wants to check in.
Romeo Fox Juliet.
All right, Romeo Fox Juliet. Roger. Thanks for being here, and thanks for your check-in tonight. What would you like to share?
Well, I kind of felt bad. I was nervous. I was trying to read things, but I wanted to go on record because I know this is being recorded. When you mentioned that Charlotte and I are close to you and Gordon, I wanted to expound upon that the feelings are mutual. So thanks for being a close friend. And again, happy birthday to South Cars VOIP. Awesome organization. That's all I can say. Back to Ned.
All right. Thanks so much, Roger. And I want to thank everyone for being here tonight. But before I do the closing, I want to actually send it over to our birthday person tonight, see if he has any additional comments he'd like to make or anything he'd like to share. KY6V, are you there? And could you come back aboard?
Yes, ma'am. In fact, I thought you told me just a second ago that it didn't go over the air to put my headset back on. You were going to call me. I'll let the world know, babe. KY6V here. Well, thank you for the opportunity. It's certainly heartwarming for me to be part and parcel of all of this. And to share the evening with my friends, my colleagues, it's just very, very special. The podcast will be published on our website tomorrow of tonight's net. Normally, it's published in the morning. I have an appointment or two to take care of in town tomorrow morning. So it will probably be a little later in the day. Sometime during the afternoon we'll get it posted and running. So the only thing I can leave for a train of thought here is it's been a heck of a ride, and let's just keep it going. Why not? Back to you, Kathy, KY6V, over.
Lima, Charlie, Bravo, comment.
And Echo, Whiskey, Golf.
All right, gentlemen. I saw you, David, in the text box, and I was going to call on you. It looks like N4UPC, Sue wants to recheck. And this is fantastic. So let me call on George first, KW4LCB, and see what additional comments he would have. Actually, gentlemen, I didn't think I would be running this evening. It's being close past my bedtime. But it's been a pleasure, and it's been something I needed to do. So, KW4LCB, come aboard.
Thank you, ma'am. What can I say? Ain't that a shame, but you like it. I was thinking back, you know, I think the VOIP side of South Cars might have been one of the first ham radio related computer programs happened to be set up in one of the schools. Paul, you know, he was teaching school at the time, and we had the opportunity to speak with his children in the class, you know, and, you know, being, what can I say, VOIP has brought many things forward, you know. When we got started there, we would plug HF side on the Traeger's net in and rebroadcast it. You know, just little things to help keep it going there. And what can I say? You got a great a bunch of people that's caring, and their minds are working. Nothing can stop us. With that, I'll hush my mouth and go the other way. Love you guys. Take care. Be blessed. KW4 Lima, Charlie Bravo.
Well, thank you, George, and we love you as well. And we heard the little one in the background, and soon he'll be joining South Cars, I'm sure, if you have anything to do with it. So thanks for being here tonight, and give hugs and kisses to Katie, and stay safe and stay well. So with that, I'm going to go to KB9EWG, David, who wanted a recheck. David, what additional would you like to share with us?
Well, thank you, Kathy. First of all, I wanted to once again wish Gordon a happy birthday also, as well as South Cars. And in my previous comments, you know, I mentioned Tom, who had introduced me to the group, but for some reason I was drawing a blank on his call sign. Of course, that was Tom, KC2THO. And at the time he introduced me to South Cars, of course, I was fairly involved with another group at that time, so I didn't really get over here and check in much, but once I parted ways with them and popped into my first real net on South Cars here, fell in love with the operations here, and that's when I signed up and volunteered to be in net control, and I haven't looked back since, and I've enjoyed the ride here. So, but I did want to mention Tom, KC2THO, wherever you are, thank you for introducing South Cars. He was a very, very kind man, and he's well missed. So thanks once again, Kathy, and South Cars, KB9EWG.
Well, you know, David, when you said that call sign, I just said to Gordon, I remember him so well. So I guess I didn't know that you were acquainted with him. But, yes, he has been missed, as well as some of the others who have gone on. There's so many that have been good friends of ours. But I wanted to comment that when you said the THO, I said to Gordon, I remember him quite well. So with that, let me go to N4UPC to pick him up. And I see you, N070, want to check in as well. So N4UPC, come back aboard. All right, Scott, N4UPC. I think I see you on my list, but then I don't know. Oh, there you are. You just popped back in. Scott, did you hear me? Because I'm calling you, and I think you just popped back in. And for UPC, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. My apologies. I fat-fingered a button on my phone and disconnected myself. Boy, aren't I a technical person. What I wanted to say, and maybe it was covered to some degree, I think K2HA, Mr. Fred, has it right when he says that, as part of his preamble, that we are a caring fellowship. It really is, because the thing that, I mean, in addition to knowing everybody and to some degree knowing what's going on with them and their spouse and their dogs and their cats and kids and all that, which is definitely important, you know, when people come with some kind of a technical issue, Gordon is leading the way on, hey, we'll help. We can, you know, let's see what we can do, and he'll pull in whoever he needs to. And I'm one, you know, he's helped me on more than one occasion. I just wanted to say a big thank you for that. And Kathleen, I know that, you know, I'm going to ignore the times that you shot me with a marshmallow gun. I'm just going to forget about that. There's a lot of trauma there. So, you know, but at any rate, you, the board members, the NCS staff, and our members are all perfectly willing to jump in and, you know, help no matter what, even down to simple computer problems or not so simple. All right, as Mr. Lima Charlie Bravo says, I flap my lips enough. Back to you, Ms. Kathleen, in for UPC.
Well, thank you, Scott, and all I got to say is you love South Car so much that you came back. And we thank you for coming back. And I will put the invite out there to anyone listening. We always can use the help. We always can use NCSs or some other kind of help. So if you have a desire to join or be part of this, you know, don't hesitate to send us an email. And we'll get you either trained or we'll get you into something so you can join us having this fun. So with that, I am going to call on N070, and Mark, I have you next, so don't go away, K5NO. So with that, N070, come back aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy, and you know, I'm always so proud of South Car's international outreach that may I please request and may I yield my time for you to give a call to and recognize GW0, I can't see it on my screen now, the Gulf Whiskey Station that is out there, UUB, Uniform Bravo. Would you be in a position to give him a call and welcome him aboard into South Cars? Thank you, Kathy. K6SUN, NO70, over.
All right, I did see Graham on the list, but I thought, oh, maybe he was too shy to come aboard. Actually, I don't think I've ever talked to you, Graham, but I think you—I know you're a member, and I think I've heard you. So let me see if you're there. GM0UUB. And Graham, if you're there, let us know if you're getting our emails. So Graham, are you there? We'd like you to come aboard.
Well, Kathleen, yes, definitely. I would definitely want to come on board on the NO70, George, I think it is. Thank you for pointing that out. Hey, Kathleen, I don't think I've ever been accused of being shy. That's absolutely for sure. And yeah, I've been trying to check in for some time. But you know, guys, I was trying to check in on your 27404 All-Star node. And, you know, you guys all kind of quick keying and everything else. And I thought, you know what, I'm just going to have to go on to Echolink and say hello, because I did not want to miss the 13th birthday. And I want to say happy 13th birthday to the SCARS VOIP and everything else. So thank you so much for letting me to take part in here. I think my registration number is E2516, I think it is, and so I'm a relative newbie for the SCARS, But I do remember my early conversations with KB9EWG, David with his dog Cole there, and we had some conversations about dogs and training and all the different bits and pieces around that. And, you know, obviously it's kind of late for me in the UK to check in and participate as often as I would like. But I have to say, every time I have had any kind of contact with South Cars, it's been a wonderful occasion. And K2HA, Fred, he's always been so welcoming. You know, my only criticism would be far too much quick keying. You guys, you've got DMR, All-Star, everything else kind of checking in there. I just could not get in, so I had to come across here and get back onto Echolink in order to make sure I get myself counted on the 13th birthday for the South Cars VOIP stuff. So just want to wish you all happy birthday. Thanks for being there. Thanks for always being so welcoming and so warm. You're absolutely, all the words have been used already, Kathleen. You know, caring and kindness. It's always been there. And every time I've participated in any of your nets, it's caring and kindness has been there. And just looking after each other, and very, very warm. So apart from the quick keying, it's always been a very welcoming.
All right, thank you, Graham. And I see you timed out, so I'm not sure if you're hearing me or not. But that's probably my fault of keying fast, because I'm not used to all the other nodes, the All-Star, the DMR. So it's probably my fault. And I know he's still timed out, so he may still be talking. Graham, are you timed out? So I wanted to thank you for your nice comments. And I said that probably the quick keying is on me, because I'm not used to all the other nodes and the All-Star and the DMR and the C-Star. I don't want to leave a lot of dead air, so maybe I was too quick. Usually we're not, so I apologize for that. But if you had to come over here, you could have just put something in that text box, and I surely would have picked you up. So, Graham, let me just throw it back to you, see if you have any other comments.
No, sorry, Kathleen, for timing out there. No, I just wanted to say thanks so much, and all the caring and kindness that kind of emulates from South Cars is so obvious every time I check in. You guys are absolutely wonderful. You really are. So thanks for being there, and happy 13th birthday for the South Cars VOIP system, and thanks for letting me join. And you know, it's always kind of an awkward time for me to check in from the UK, but whenever I do, I always so much enjoy it. So thanks, guys, and a special wave out there to KB9EWG David, who was the first person to bring me in and, you know, alert me to the fact I can become a member and everything else. So, everybody has always been so good. So thanks, guys. Congratulations and happy birthday. This is GM0UUB. Back to you, Kathleen, and thank you. I think it's K6SUN. Kathleen, back to you. GM0UUB. Seven C's, guys, and happy birthday.
Well, Graham, I have one final question for you. We need to know if you're getting our emails. I think there's been a problem with the email. I don't know whether they're coming back. But Gordon asked that I would ask you if you are getting our weekly emails. Can you share that with me?
Oh, thank you, Kathleen, and thanks, Gordon, as well, for asking. And yes, I am now getting them. I think I raised that as an issue about 3 weeks ago, and ever since then I've been getting them. So that's wonderful. And thank you so much. And obviously I got the reminder about the 13th birthday party. So here we are. So yes, I am now receiving the email. Thank you so much, Kathleen. Back to you.
All right, Graham. Have a wonderful evening. And again, I apologize for not getting you in sooner. Anytime this happens to you with me, or I probably will, come over here and just put something in the text box, and we're more than happy to pick you up. So, you know, I run nets, like I said, again, I'm not too familiar with pausing so long, so it's a quick key on my part, probably. So the final one I have on my list is Mark, K5NO. And I hope that you're still there, Mark. I'm sorry if you waited so long. Thank you for your wishes to Gordon and to South Coast. But why don't you come aboard and share some comments with us?
I will. Thank you very much, Kathy, and good evening to you. Good evening to the net. This is K5NO, Kilowatt 5, Nowy, Ontario. The name is Mark, the QTH Fern Park, Florida. I said it too much. Fern Park, Florida. I used to live in Winter Springs, Florida, but I am in Fern Park, Florida as assistant living center. And the reason for that is last November, my wife, Harriet, died. And afterwards, my wife's brother suggested a retirement community. I went to Fern Park and fell in love with it. So here we are, and it's working very great. Thank you very much. I want to wish you happy birthday, Scars, and more importantly, happy birthday, Gordon, KY6B. I hope you had a pleasant day. It's 67 degrees under sunny skies, going to a low of 50 and a high of 77. And not much over there. Things are going fine. So with that, we'll say 73s. All the best to you and yours. Happy birthday, Scars. Happy birthday, Gordon. Be well and stay safe. K6SUN from K5NO.
Well, thank you, Mark, for coming aboard. And I'm so happy that you're enjoying the assisted living and that you're doing well. And hopefully you can join us on our nets. And I know I do hear you. I just don't talk to you too often. But I am always listening. So once again, everyone, I want to thank you for joining this special occasion tonight. I want to thank you for being members of South Cars. If you know of anyone who is interested or just wants information, direct them to our website. And that's www.scarsvoip.com. There's places for you to join, free membership, there's podcasts, there's information about classes, and it's just a wonderful website. So I want to say good night to each and every one of you, and I want to thank you for coming by. But this has been Scars at VOIP. Net schedules and general information may be found on our website, www.scarsvoip.com. website. My name is Kathleen. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My location is Port St. Lucie, where I think it's still about 64 degrees. But I want to say good evening to each and every one of you. Be safe, be careful, and join us when you can. So this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying bye-bye for now.